You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Adani Group launched ₹31,000 crore open offer on Friday to acquire 26% additional stakes from the public shareholders of ACC and Ambuja Cements, closely following its acquisition of Swiss firm Holcim stakes in the two cement firms. Adani Group has offered to buy 26% of Ambuja Cements stake for ₹385 per share and the same stake for ₹2,300 per share of ACC. Capital Markets Regulator Securities and Exchange Board of India gave approval to the open offer last week. The open offer is estimated at over ₹31,000 crore if fully subscribed. Earlier May this year, Adani Group announced that it would acquire a controlling stake of 26% in Holcim Limited's businesses in India for $10.5 billion, which is around ₹81,361 crore, marking the ports to energy conglomerate's entry into the cement sector. In the technology sector, India is gearing up for the 5G launch. With internet speed set to be almost 10 times faster than the 4G, the fifth generation of cellular technology is expected to come late September. While the government has asked all the telecom companies to be ready for the rollout, there are rumors that Bharti Airtel and Reliance Jio could be the first providers of the 5G service in India. There is no confirmed data announced for the rollout and everything remains a speculation. The service will be rolled out in these 13 cities first: Ahmedabad, Bengaluru, Chandigarh, Chennai, Delhi, Gandhinagar, Gurugram, Hyderabad, Jamnagar, Kolkata, Lucknow, Mumbai and Pune. However, this doesn't mean that the entire city will get the service. The pilot testing will be area-specific first and then expanded to other parts of the city. Meanwhile, the extended card tokenization deadline is ending on September 30, 2022. Unless extended further, the users may face inconveniences from October 1, 2022, as the card details will be deleted from merchant databases. One of the few problems you may face from October 1 is that your standing instructions to pay bills, etc., will become void and auto bill payments will stop. With auto bill pay facilities stopped, you have to remember the dates of bill payments and manually enter all the details of a card every time you make a payment online. However, deletion of card details from merchant databases will make your cards more secure. To avoid the hassles of remembering bill dates, amounts and entering card details every time you make payments online, you have to visit the official website of the merchants and re-enter the card details in tokenized format. On to the banking sector. To help curb frauds in the banking system, lenders have worked out a 20-point standard format to seek information on borrowers from the Central Economic Intelligence Bureau before sanctioning big-ticket loans. The move for a uniform format is aimed at reducing the delay in getting such information on economic offences. The lenders under the aegis of the Indian Bank Association will approach the Finance Ministry and the CEIB for digitising the entire process of information exchange to ensure real-time, time-bound information, senior bankers told FE. Banking sources told FE that the IBA is working to expedite the information sharing process. These measures will not just help curb frauds but speed up big-ticket lending. Moving on, Paytm boss Vijay Shekhar Sharma secured the approval of shareholders to continue to act as the managing director and CEO of Paytm while drawing a salary worth Rs 4 crore per annum, despite facing resistance from institutional investors at the annual general meeting. Shareholders also approved the appointment of Madhur Deora as whole-time director, designated as executive director, president and group chief financial officer of the company. The AGM had garnered interest after various proxy advisory firms had opposed the reappointment and remuneration of Vijay Shekhar Sharma. The founder of Paytm was under scrutiny for the first time since having established the firm, with many opposing the move to reappoint him. However, the reappointment of Vijay Shekhar Sharma as the MD and CEO of the company saw 99.67% of the shareholders vote in favour of the resolution. In comparison, only 0.33% opposed the move. And lastly, mortgage financer LIC Housing Finance increased its prime lending rates by 50 basis points, effective August 22nd. The company said that with this increase, the interest rates on home loans will now start from 8%. Prior to this, the company in June, the retail prime lending rates by 60 BPS to 7.50%. The company will levy interest rate of 8.05% interest rate on home loans up to Rs 50 lakh on borrowers with CIBIL score of 700. 8.30% on those with CIBIL score of 600 to 699, and 8.75% on those with a score less than 600 as per its website. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.